Thank you. Recorded version of Tom Hill. This is Steve Gambinian subbing on Special Edition Saturday. I want to thank the Marty. It was nice to hear from Martin Spring. I haven't heard from him in quite a while. I used to see him all the time, and he's a guy I do miss. Steve Noxon is joining me back in the studio here with a refreshing beverage, a refreshing legal beverage. And, all right.
It's seltzer.
It's seltzer. Okay. And then I'm going to go to the phone. Hello, caller. You're on the air.
Hi, live from Landmark Park. Hello, Steve and Steve.
Hello, Tom Hill.
Just want to let you know that there's a yellow 87 Corvette pacing the field. It's loud. It's busy. Lots of people have shown up. And just before I let you guys do the rest of the show, the American Le Mans Series will be here on July 4th weekend. There'll be Ferrari Day over the summer. The Vintage Festival on Labor Day, which is a 4 or 5 day event with the finest vintage racing. It's an all weekend event. And the Rolex Sports Car Final will be here in the end of September. So if you want to come up to Landmark Park, this is a beautiful park in northwest Connecticut, and it's been a blast, and we really want to thank WATR and Landmark Park for having us in the broadcast booth up here in the tower on the front straightaway at Landmark Park.
Thank you, Tom.
Talk to you guys soon. Have fun, and don't get us fired.
Well, Noxon already got fired, so there's no
Again?
One left.
Yes, now I'm doing this for free.
Yeah, I'm in charge now, so anything can happen, Tom.
Have a great weekend, Tom.
Thanks, guys. It's very noisy up here, so enjoy the show, and I'll see you all next week. Bye.
All right. Take care, Tom. All righty. And that was my good friend and colleague, Tom Hill, the primary host of Special Edition Saturday, who keeps calling in not so much to update us on Lamrock, but to make sure that
keep us in line.
Steve Noxon and I have not yet jeopardized the FCC license of WATR.
It is seltzer, I swear.
It is seltzer. It is seltzer. Provincetown. That was our Ferris?
What's Provincetown
known
for?
I don't know.
There's
don't
something.
Let's not go there.
There's something.
We've said enough.
I can't
our
quite
Ferris.
Put my finger on it.
I did. You folks who can do the math on that one.
I wonder if he's going to Key West after this.
I don't know. Oh, boy. Curious, though.
Well, you know, maybe he can call in.
No. I'm not going to do that. I'm the one guy who's ever hosted a show on this station who has not banned the guy.
Really?
But
well, you've got a great patience. So what are your plans for this weekend?
I have none.
No barbecues,
no
family.
I'm going to work. I'm doing a couple real estate showings this weekend.
Nice.
Yeah. Of course, the parade, my daughter's T-ball team.
Right, you mentioned the T-ball team, yeah.
Which...
Are they going to wear their uniforms and
they have shirts
carry
and
the hats and bats and stuff?
Yeah, I don't. Yeah, the bats probably not such a good idea.
You're throwing candy at the people in the
audience. Oh no, that my daughter would never go for that. She would never throw candy.
Not going to throw it away.
No, she'd keep it all. keep it all. So that'll be fine. We're going to do that. And then, like I said, I've got a couple showings lined up. I don't know. Probably something impromptu with my parents. My dad usually will call me. He'll call me Monday morning.
Yeah.
And say, why don't you come up in an hour for
Got any plans?
No, well, he'll just say, come up. He doesn't care if I have plans
You
or
can't
not.
Say no?
Well, I can. Will I? No.
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 But no, so yeah, I'll probably just, keep it light and keep it easy. And then, for my children both had their birthdays this month.
That's right. I remember the birthday parties.
So what we decided that it was time for the eldest to get a pet. So we got a couple kittens.
Oh, nice. What are their names?
Butterscotch.
Butterscotch.
And Noah.
Well, Noah's not bad, but
On the way to drop my daughter off so my wife and I could go get the cats, we went across the street to see our neighbor who just had a child, a baby, Sunday,
okay.
Who she happened to name Noah.
Oh,
so my so daughter, we get the cat home and the cat's name is Noah.
It could be worse, man. We got a cat a number of years back, and we let my daughter name the cat. And the cat's name was Rainbow Princess Paws.
Well, there you go.
And then we found out the cat was a male, so the name changed to Rainbow Thunder Paws. And I said, that's sweet, honey. That's great. I'm going to call him Mac. So its name's been Mac.
All right.
Never let a 5-year-old girl name your cat.
Well, I mean, we could have done worse. But so then the balance of my Memorial Day weekend will be getting them acclimated to litter boxes and keeping the younger one from doing the
going in the litter box too
or doing the of mice and men hug on the cat.
I want to hug her and hold her and pet her
so anyways, but then again and also being mindful we'll set aside appropriate time. And,
two kittens at one time, man. That's a brave move.
I've been a big animal guy except for the last 5 or 6 years when my wife and I started having children. Actually, but I had a dog I had put down about a year or two ago. But I'd always had a ton of animals.
Yep.
But, you know, with the little babies, it was just too much. But now we're ready.
Yep. So, that's a good time for them. They're always a good time for pets.
And I've buried enough fish in the backyard now for the last 6 months. So,
wow. You actually do the whole funeral thing?
No. The headstones and everything.
Oh, no, no.
I don't say any words.
The fish in our house get flushed.
Yeah,
yes.
Right. We've done a combination. But lately she's been on the idea that we have to have little headstones.
Man, you have to do a little reading.
No.
Play some music.
No reading. Get my recipe for beer battered fish.
Fish and chips.
Yeah.
So. Sorry to see you go, Pinky. Nah. You were delicious.
But it's tremendous fun. And there's a good lesson for children. So, I mean, they're a little bit young, I think, to comprehend the Memorial Day aspects of these kinds of things.
Right.
But, I've got a couple military histories I've been messing around with for years and years. I've got forget his last name, but a comprehensive history of World War II that I think I've got, another 100 pages out of the 1,800 to go. Oof. Maybe I'll knock that off this weekend. But that's a day-by-day tally.
Wow.
Every battle.
Well, have you, I think it's a Twitter feed or a Facebook page or something out there. It might be a Twitter feed, but it basically reports what happened this day during World War II.
Okay.
And so every day you're kind of getting these updates.
Yeah.
Like it's really going on now.
And same kind of notion as this book, you'd be depressed.
Yeah.
I mean, it was horrible the first couple of years. Because we were losing.
Yeah.
The guys were losing. So, so be mindful of that. I think that's really important.
Yeah, it is. We got to remember where we came from and how we got here.
Yeah. So, within my generation, I guess, the guys I came up with in college were Iraq War veterans.
Okay.
And then, we've had Gulf War veterans and Afghan War veterans. So there've been, no shortage of young men and women who've lost their lives in the last, of course, since 2001, or even go back to, 1993.
Yeah, sadly, still creating veterans.
Yeah. Some things to think about. Not to make an awful segue, but we have to go to commercial, and we'll be right back.